Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, you beautiful BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 29th of April, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Amazon's doing a little bit of overhauling on their tablets. They have some nice new refreshes for their Fire HD 10 models. Plus, a few options for the kiddos, too. Yes, the new Fire HD 10 has some nice new slimmer bezels. Dare I say it, looks like a modern tablet, really. Not to mention the RAM has been boosted up to 3 GB, too. Your 1080p screen, also a heck of a lot brighter. And according to Amazon, has a much more powerful octa-core processor. And of course, if that's not enough power for you, well, here comes the Fire HD 10 Plus. You know, because we have so many pluses now. This model has 4 GB of RAM, even wireless charging. Funny thing is, though, Amazon isn't telling us what processor's inside, so it makes you wonder. As far as pricing goes for the Fire HD 10 on its own, it's $149. But if you need a little plus in your life, get ready to spend $30 more. And yes, of course, I mentioned the kiddos, too. They got a new range of tablets for the kids called Fire Kids Pro. The 7-inch version, $99, while an 8-inch version will be $140. But if your kids are looking at you saying, Daddy, Mommy, your screen's so much bigger than mine. Well, there is a 10-inch version as well for $199. Yes, you heard that correctly. It will cost more than your tablet does. Well, apparently Spotify looked at Apple's podcast and says, well, they're charging for subscriptions. I guess we will too. So yes, Spotify has launched their own paid subscription for podcasts. And if you're thinking, okay, well, where do I subscribe to these paid podcasts? Well, it's not exactly as easy as Apple's version is. What's nicer, though, on the Spotify platform versus Apple, content creators will be able to keep 100% of their subscriber revenue, at least for the next 2 years. We have heard, however, though, by 2023, Spotify might be taking around 5%. Not too shabby, I guess you could say, especially in Apple. They're already demanding 30% out the door. From podcast/music streaming, we head on over to video streaming, and that would be Netflix. As we said, Netflix not exactly on top of the world like they used to be. So you might be sitting there thinking, what do I watch on Netflix now? Well, lo and behold, Netflix is going to help you with that with a new feature called Play Something. Yeah, it's basically shuffle. Now, the Play Something button will actually appear in several places on the Netflix app. You can even find it underneath your profile, of all places. Also, the left side of the navigation bar. And if you go down 10 rows on Netflix's homepage, well, there it is too. Now, of course, we've heard Netflix has been testing this feature for quite a while. Now, many months, in fact. But finally, the official release worldwide has debuted starting, well, actually yesterday. Now, even though we called it a shuffle a second ago, Netflix is saying, no. This is not a random play button. The feature uses your existing profile and taste in shows and movies, of course, to feed you content that it thinks you might like. Though we all know how well that works on other platforms, don't we? And finally, hey, those of you out there that still remember Super Mario Party, yeah, finally got an update. How many years did that take? Oh, yeah, 3. Yeah, Nintendo finally got around to saying, yeah, maybe we should update this thing. And with the new update, it actually adds a lot to the online component of the game, something that's really lacked from the beginning. Now, Super Mario Party will allow you to play Mario Party. We're up to 4 players take turns competing against each other. There's also another one called Partner Party, basically similar to Mario Party, but it actually puts 2 teams against each other. The biggest feature, however, though, 70 out of the 80 mini games, which were available in the game, can actually now be played online. So since it's been 3 years and if you basically forgot how to play it, well, there's something to do for the coming weekend. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, which is where you can support the new show because we need your support to keep this show going, britishtechnetwork.com, the official home of the British Tech Network. And of course, where you support the new show is britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. If you want to keep enjoying the new show day in and day out, and for just as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the new show on the air. Head to our Facebook profile too, British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter as well, at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.